From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker, and journalist Glenn Greenwald, the leaky, back in the media spotlight.
But first, to a plan being unveiled today by the governors of 8 states, California, Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Vermont, to try and get more of us into zero-emission vehicles. The governors have set a target of getting 3 million of those vehicles on the road by 2025. And the announcement comes just days before President Obama is expected to announce a plan to cut power plant pollution to curb greenhouse gas emissions. One of the governors involved with today's announcement is Democrat Lincoln Chafee, the governor of Rhode Island, who's with us from Providence. Governor, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. My pleasure to join you.
Well, why get together with these other states to do this? Is this a message that Washington isn't doing what it needs to do on the issue of electric cars?
Oh, certainly that's part of the equation, the frustration we have with inaction coming out of Washington. And so states getting together to try and make progress on addressing climate change and what we can do about it is certainly part of the equation.
Well, what exactly are you going to be able to do?
Well, we are going to collaborate where we can, and this is a good example of that. Instead of just 50 states doing individually what they can to address climate change, in this case, we've got 7 other states, 8 states in all, with Rhode Island. And by the way, that's a quarter of the nation's new car sales come from these 8 states. So it is significant, and we'll band together where we can and try and make a difference.
Well, so give us some examples of what you might be able to do.
Well, this is a hard one, electric vehicles and trying to get down to zero emissions vehicles, but have 3.3 million of these cars by 2025. So it's very, very ambitious. And people just have to have the confidence that they can get to a charging station and lower the barriers to the siting of these charging stations, encourage the uniform marketing of zero emission vehicles. So it's an ambitious plan.
What about incentives? I know there are already incentives in many states, and there's a federal incentive when people buy a zero-emission vehicle, but are you planning to increase tax incentives?
Yes, where possible, and there's really nothing specific here in Rhode Island yet on that, but as we just struggle with our budget issues. But the time will come when certainly that will be part of it.
Because I know that one of the problems that people have is the price of these. These zero-emission cars, by the way, are not selling nearly as well as people had expected even just a few years ago. Do you think that you can make them attractive to people if they're going to cost, in many cases, thousands of dollars more?
Yes, those are the issues that we have to struggle with, and the high cost. There are some incentives federally, and also the charging stations, the confidence that you can go from point A to point B successfully, which is always the goal. And so those are just some of the challenges we face, the high cost, the availability of the plug-in stations. So we want to band together and address those challenges.
Are you planning to make Rhode Island's car fleet zero emissions?
I would love to start with our fleets. I mean, that's really where it should start. Fleets that often come back to the same fueling stations every evening or every back there in the course of every day. So that's where it should start. And yes, I would like to do that.
But you haven't done it yet.
No, I haven't. I'll be honest, Jeremy. This is something we're looking to the future and start the wheels in motion. And coming out of the recession here, there have been other priorities. But this is one as we look ahead to the long-term future and climate change, which is occurring, and how we address that.
Well, you know, you brought up the recession there and you brought up the budget issues earlier. You are in the state with the highest unemployment rate in this country right now. As of April, it was 8.3%. Why is that? Why has Rhode Island had such a hard time coming back from this recession?
Well, certainly what I inherited here was a bad situation, and it's getting better. Our unemployment is dropping. We're still higher than we'd like to be, but 8.3 in the grand scheme of things, as they say, if you get close to 5%, you're getting close to statistical full employment as people move around from job to job. So we're making progress. We're not happy being at 8.3, but it's just a combination of some of the decisions that were made in the past, bad decisions made in the past here, and some of our demographics and older population. So that's just challenges that we embrace and look forward to solving.
Well, but you're surrounded by states, including Connecticut and Massachusetts, that have much lower rates. It does seem strange that this one state in the Northeast has such a much higher unemployment rate than the rest, because a lot of the other states with very high unemployment rates are in very different parts of the country.
Yeah, our demographics are different from Connecticut and Massachusetts, believe it or not. We're just a higher elderly state here, for whatever reasons that is. We're one of the top in the country per capita, and a higher need for social services. So we're different from Connecticut and Massachusetts. But we're going in the right direction. Our latest metrics on unemployment are all positive. So we're catching up to our neighbors, and we're going to pass them.
Lincoln Chafee is the governor of Rhode Island, a Democrat, and he is one of eight governors out today with an announcement to try to increase the number of zero-emission vehicles on the roads. Governor Chafee, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Jeremy. All the best.